Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 21st, 2014. And in today's podcast, we are going to discuss the 2014 ALEC, that's the American Legislative Exchange Council, report on the State Economic Competitiveness Index called Rich States, Poor States. On the cover of this thick report, you'll see the main point of this year's edition. It features a picture of two cities, a clean, shiny, gleaming Charlotte, North Carolina, with its glass towers, and a dilapidated, dirty, crumbling Chicago, Illinois. The verdict and the point of that picture is that people are voting with their feet. 15 policy variables that have a proven impact on the migration of people and their money into and out of various states are used to determine the ranking in this survey. It is apparent that big government policies such as oppressive tax burdens, a minimum wage higher than the federal requirement, a large public debt load, and a disproportionately large number of employees on the public payroll are causing large numbers of productive people in the states with a propensity for those policies to leave their states. The old Rust Belt states, once economic powerhouses, are losing their most productive taxpayers. New York, for example, with the highest corporate tax rate, and Illinois, with property tax, public debt, minimum wage, and workers' compensation costs, all at burdensome levels. Both lost population in the 2010 census. It cost New York 2 seats in the House of Representatives and Illinois 1 seat. Illinois was ranked 48th and New York dead last. New York was 49th in personal income tax rate, 50th in corporate tax rate, 50th in estate tax rate, 50th as a right not to join a union and still work and hold a job. California ranked 47th and had the highest personal income tax rate in the nation. As is commonly understood, California is losing taxpayers in droves to friendlier states. California ranks near the bottom of the survey, but did not have a net decline in population. What does that tell us? Well, it tells us that net taxpayers are being replaced by net tax users. As Don Grove pointed out in Casey's report, quote, "This phenomenon, net producers being replaced by net consumers, is at its ugly worst in Detroit. Detroit provides us with a valuable foreshadowing of what's in store for much or all of the United States if we stay on the socialist big government collusion with cronies we're on." Mr. Grove also quotes Dr. Mark Hendrickson, Detroit native, who spoke of politicians who, quote, "believe they could create a fairer city by raising taxes on businesses and productive individuals and redistributing wealth to favored political constituencies, particularly the public sector unions. In doing so, they kill the goose that laid the golden egg. The more aggressive the policies to take the wealth of the productive, the more people and businesses left the city to avoid the city government's predations." Dr. Hendrickson also said in a lament for his lost city, quote, "Just as individuals sometimes resolve to change their ways so that someone who has departed has not died in vain, the demise of Detroit may not be in vain if we learn its grim lesson and reform city, state, and federal government from their destructive policies." So, folks, we have a formula then for success as well as one for failure. The top 5 states in the ranking were number 1, Utah. Number 2, South Dakota. Number 3, Indiana. Number 4, North Dakota. And number 5, Idaho. These states got their top ranking with a simple formula: low or relatively low tax rates, low barriers to doing business, low or relatively low debt loads, and low numbers of employees on the public payroll. But that won't work on the federal level, will it? Because credit has replaced money and is now more important than money. As credit increases, markets go up. When it stagnates, recession and depression occur. So the Federal Reserve cannot and will not allow a credit contraction. Therefore, we will not use the only formula that will help and we will continue our merry way down the road to Detroit. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.